From the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio, this is Lisa with some of my original poems and some commentary about them. This poem is titled Her. You're waiting for nothing, you're alone, you're alone. Your stare burns holes through those shoes, through that soul. You imagine the laces pulled tight because you stole them from her, thinking maybe she'd wonder where they went and fix that broken phone. That phone you know isn't broke. Still, maybe you wouldn't be alone for a second that you call a moment. They're daydreams you pretend are memories, but I hope you don't believe they are memories, but I already know. Keep on throwing pebbles at her window that you think are stones. You stare at the shoes that you won't admit you own, that you own, that you own. This poem is about chasing the attention of someone who doesn't notice you. The narrator takes a pair of shoes from quote-unquote her. The shoes represent the narrator, who cannot accept that this girl doesn't notice her absence. The narrator is alone, and the narrator will stay alone, because part of them knows that quote-unquote she will not seek out the narrator the way the narrator seeks her out. This next poem is titled Morning of Sky. It's a dark morning, and Miss Knight takes her time, tenderly taking off the covers and peeling back the blanket of black to reveal the ever-so-shy rise of sun. Sun, come out and shine, I smile, and she does. I crack my window, breathe the cool air, and gaze at the thin stratus pillows, yawning and stretching across the sky. Crisp pink and marigold fill my world. I watch past the foggy glass as light after light appears in the tall brick homes all the way up our hill. Scattered homes, winding roads, one more morning with sky. This poem focuses on the narrator appreciating their world. It's meant to evoke comfort and grounded happiness in the reader. It is a simple piece, but it matters to me because it reminds me to stay in the moment. There's always something beautiful happening if you look close enough. My last poem is titled My Sadness. I feel her lips when I open my mouth. She kisses my forehead when it's too loud. We shake our heads, the thoughts won't fall out. She holds my hand, we carry my doubt. She sounds like a clock, she looks like the air. I think it's forever, forever feels fair. I'm slow like a feather, so we curl up, sinking into my bed, never sinking enough. Her fingers trace tear streaks across my face. She sings me to sleep and lets me complain. She fills my head and she's in my dreams. Cold but familiar, we feel like a team. I'm shivering, but together feels warmer. Everyone else decays to the former. This poem centers on the comfort and sadness. The narrator's sadness is an imaginary friend of sorts, or even a romantic partner. But there is a twinge of unreliable narration. Her kiss causes the pain, her presence causes the discontent, and her touch causes the tears. So though sadness feels like a support, she's actually pulling the narrator down. The end of the poem reveals that the narrator has been isolated by sadness, and they can't even see that it is a bad thing. For Youth Express, this is Lisa, and I'm 14 and an 8th grader at Kappa 6-12. Thank you for listening.